May 18th, 2021, Planning Board Public Hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Wyoming Planning Board is holding this public hearing to review the application of Green Acres Medical Marijuana Grow Facility at Revere Way on Tax Map 10, Lot 5C. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing the presentation. This meeting is being recorded and televised on YouTube. All persons speaking will be asked to first state their name and address or affiliation. All questions and comments will be directed to and through the chairman. It is required that you sign the sign-in sheet to document your attendance at this hearing. All right, Mr. Al, would you like to explain your project to everybody, or do we want to go right to questions and answers?
Chair, do we have the sign-in sheet for the...
The sign-in sheet was up there.
It is there, okay. My fault.
You probably should explain it again.
This right here is the revised plan we did at the request of the zoning board appeals. It's 22 by 34. And the only other change on it, other than the size, is we're showing one building here instead of six. And we moved the other, there were four here and two up in this general area. We moved all of them in this location. And that's the only change. Any questions?
Any questions or comments from the public? State your name, please.
Dave Dulong, 107 Chapel Shore Drive. If I could, I'd like to ask Mr. Everett a couple questions.
Sure.
You stamped that drawing, correct?
Yes.
Did you design everything? Has that drawing been modified or changed since you stamped it?
No.
So you're responsible for everything on that drawing?
Yes.
You designed the erosion control? You designed the drainage systems? And your license allows you to do that? If I was to ask the Board of Licensing, if you were allowed to do that, would that be true?
Yes.
I will be sending that to the board, thank you. I have something else to read. According to our zoning ordinance, section 8.3.6, standards for site plan review and applications, part A. The planning board may modify or waive any of the following site plan review standards if it determines that due to the size or nature of the project, it would be acceptable to do it. It goes on, but I won't read it all. Let me first say that this is a very large project, possibly costing in excess of $1.5 million. It's probably one of the largest projects that this planning board has looked at least in the last 10 years. In viewing the newly submitted plan, I find the following issues pertaining to the ordinance requirements. Section 8.3.8, data requirements. A, any application presented for approval shall include the following information as applicable. Paragraph 9, the location, type, and size of all existing and proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetlands, streams, and watercourses, as well as all utilities, both above and below ground. Concerning the storm drainage, this is a very large project, developing approximately an acre of land and constructing over a half an acre of roof area of buildings. It's in a forest with wetlands on at least two sides. I see no culverts on the drawing. For example, there are two drives and a parking area connecting to the roadway, and there are no culverts to handle any runoff. There is a reference to a water diversion ditch and sedimentation pond, also a sedimentation basin. Have these drainage features been designed by a professional engineer? If not, who will review these features for adequacy? Also, there's an area outlined by a heavy dotted line, which is labeled building footprint. It is not shown on the legend, and it is unclear what it indicates. Utilities. It is unclear how power or water will get to the buildings. Will it be above ground or will it be below ground? How will wastewater get from the buildings to the disposal system? These are not shown. Paragraph 10. All existing contours and proposed finished grade elevations of all the portions of the site which will be altered, and the system of drainage proposed to be constructed. The existing contours are shown in the drawing. However, the proposed finished grade elevations of the portions of the site which will be altered are not shown. It appears to me that the system of drainage proposed to be constructed is not well identified or fully designed. Paragraph 11. The location, type, and size of all curbs, sidewalks, driveways, fences, retaining walls, parking space areas, etc., and layout thereof, together with dimensions. There is some indication that there will be driveways. There is a reference to an existing woods road, possibly retaining walls and parking space areas, but I see few dimensions or definite layout, not to mention drainage considerations for these features. I suggest that either the applicant hire a qualified consultant to design the drainage features, or the board hire one to verify this plan. Paragraph 12. Makes adequate provisions for control of erosion and sedimentation. A note on the drawing says, erosion controls will be installed prior to construction and be monitored by the code enforcement officer as part of the issuance of the building permit. Also, there are some items.
I'm sorry, I'm not following along here. You said item number 12. Are you
paragraph 12.
Under 838A?
Makes adequate provisions for erosion control, just a second.
I'm sorry, I don't see that. Am I looking at the wrong place here?
You might be. Did you find 11?
11 is the location, type, size of all curbs, etc. 12 in my copy is all proposed landscape areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises.
Okay, it must be in the next section. But it's there, trust me. I'll find it for you later.
Well, no, find it for me now.
Okay,
yes. You're telling me this is it.
Okay,
right?
Open up. You got the ordinance with you?
Yeah, what do you think I'm looking at? I'm looking at the ordinance.
Okay, did you look under maybe 8.3.6?
Well, you said you're under 8.3.
Yeah, well, okay. I will provide that later. Let me finish. Now that you've interrupted my train of thought.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Trust me, the only erosion control on the plan is what we're saying right now.
Okay, thank you.
There's some items identified as erosion controls. They are not shown in the legend. Where were these erosion controls designed by someone? Were they designed by someone certified to do so? Again, this is a very large project, developing approximately an acre of land. Again, constructing buildings with over a half an acre of roof area in a forest. Oh, I know where I screwed up. I flipped over an extra page. I'll go back. Sorry, Don, you were right again.
I'm not right often.
Yes, you are. That's why I should have looked twice. Now we're in section 8.3.6, standards for site plan review applications. Paragraph B10 makes provision for vehicular parking, loading, unloading, as well as vehicle or pedestrian circulation on the site and onto adjacent public streets, which neither creates hazard or safety to impose significant burdens on such facilities. I see no provision for any vehicular traffic, loading, unloading, or pedestrian circulation on the site, except for an existing woods road. This does not seem adequate to me. It appears to me that although the applicant has made further effort with his submission, and he's made further effort, it is still far short of fully complying with the requirements of the ordinance. He Because of these issues identified above, I suggest that either the applicant hire a qualified consultant to design the required items on this site, or the board hire a professional engineer to verify this plan. As you are aware, in accordance with section 8.3.7, the board is authorized to hire technical assistance for this type of work. If you'll notice, I went back and I looked at the appeal, and a lot of the items that are here are on the appeal section under the data that it was approved by the appeals board. I would hate to see us have to go back to an appeal on this. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Oh, and I want to give you this. I see your clerk is here. Appeals the secretary?
Do you have anybody else that wants to speak? Anybody on the board want to speak?
I guess the applicant had a response to some of the points that Mr. Drew on there.
The only response I would say is that the town in this particular project did not require a professional engineer for the storm drainage, nor does the state review if it's an acre or less. I'm probably the best qualified non-engineer to do the storm water because I've been involved with it throughout my career.
When you say the town, who do you mean? The town did not require that?
I mean the town line.
But if it's in our ordinance, I mean, who would make that decision that you don't need to engineer the plan?
Well, I believe it was talked about by the board.
It was presented to us unengineered, and the board agreed to it. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to address that. I mean, the board has the authority to waive a lot of this stuff based on the size and complexity of the project. I don't think there's anybody in this room that would say that this is not a large, complex project. And the design of the project by a professional engineer and somebody who can certify design, I believe, is very important. And Mr. Everett, he did a fine job on the drawing, but he's not qualified to do some of the stuff that's on there.
Anybody else? Well, if there's no other questions or comments, I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor of closing the hearing?